Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, September 15th, 2020. Berlin's Senator of the Interior, Geisel, is calling for a rapid procedure for the admission of refugees from Greece, stating to the Berliner Morgenpost yesterday, quote, "Many countries, cities, and municipalities are ready to accept refugees. Goodwill must be bundled. We need a coordinated and rapid action to end the suffering of the people in the Greek camps." Geisel has called for a crisis summit to accept refugees. The Berlin Senate has repeatedly declared its willingness to bring 300 refugees from the camps on the Greek islands to Berlin. However, the Senate considers the announcement by Federal Minister of the Interior Horst Seehofer to accept 100 to 150 refugees from the burned Moria camp to be insufficient. So far, the approval of the Federal Minister of the Interior is required for state programs to accept refugees. The country is striving to change this via a Bundesrat initiative. A spokesman for the Interior Administration told the Berliner Morgenpost that, according to an amendment proposed by Berlin for the Bundesrat session this past Friday, the Federal Minister of the Interior should only have to be informed of this in the future. According to his spokesman, Geisel traveled to Athens yesterday, where he wants to hash out what possibilities there are for taking in refugees through a state program. Geisel remarked, quote, "We need a solution at all levels and with all the instruments available to Europe, the federal government, and the states." Berlin Briefing will have more on Geisel's trip to Athens as details emerge. Berlin's health senator Kalecki has issued a warning against underestimating the corona pandemic in view of the current low number of patients in hospitals. According to the Senate, at the end of last week, there were 43 corona patients in hospitals in Berlin, 14 of whom were in intensive care units and 10 in the Charité. According to the hospital, all those affected were infected during the first wave of the pandemic. Kalecki commented yesterday on RBB InfoRadio that this is not an all-clear signal and that she is, quote, "very concerned about the drastically increasing international numbers in India, the United States, France, Spain, and Great Britain," adding that in Germany and Berlin as well, infection figures have been rising steadily for weeks. She did say that the fact that there are currently only few corona patients in hospitals is good news. This is due to the still young age of the most recently infected. If, however, these numbers get out of hand, she added that the elderly are also in great danger again and emphasized that the strategy is and remains to avoid the disease. She also contradicted positions according to which new infections among young and thus less endangered people could lead to a far-reaching immunization of the population, warning, quote, "This position disregards essential factors. If younger people are more affected, super spreaders can be among them, which of course spreads the infection more widely." Mayor Mueller also warned yesterday not to underestimate the danger of the virus, adding that he's concerned that there could be major outbreaks in Berlin, especially at private parties during the cooler months of the year when people are once again staying indoors and in the open air less, adding that virus numbers in Austria and France show how quickly the infection figures could rise again. Just this past Saturday, in a forest area in Treptow-Köpenick, police discovered an outdoor event where a professional music system with a power generator was used and drinks were also served. The organizer was investigated and received a charge of violation of the Infection Protection Ordinance. In addition, technical equipment was confiscated. Mueller has appealed to Berliners to continue to be disciplined, stating, quote, "We have not yet overcome the situation and must continue on this path. What matters now is personal responsibility." Mueller emphasized that he expects the current obligation to wear masks in Berlin to continue for a very long time to come. to the still tense personnel situation in Berlin health offices, Senator Kalaichi stressed that more efforts must be undertaken to recruit people for the vacancies, and remarked, quote, "We have closed the gap with the hospitals in terms of pay. We have better salaries, including bonuses, and yet we are still not entirely satisfied. In our model health office, 2020 to 2030 jobs are planned, and 200 are still missing. In Reinickendorf alone, 47 job openings still must be advertised, and we still have to step up a gear in this regard." Deutsche Post is thinking about delivering letters to private addresses only on 5 instead of 6 days a week. Board member Tobias Meyer told the newspaper Die Welt that for the company, the question is, quote, "whether we need nationwide letter delivery in Germany on Mondays." Meyer, who was responsible for the letter and parcel business on the board of directors, added that the delivery of company mail on Monday is certainly sensible, but with private mail, this is questionable. The delivery days are regulated in the Postal Universal Service Ordinance, which is currently being amended. The Postal Service is currently in collective bargaining talks for its approximately 140,000 employees as well. According to the union, last week, thousands of employees took part in warning strikes throughout Germany for 4 days, including in Berlin. The trade union Verdi is demanding a wage increase of 5.5% for a period of 12 months. Meyer said that such a high deal would be, quote, "irresponsible," and that Verdi should not ignore the fact that in the first half of the year, the Postal Service experienced its strongest slump to date in the number of letters, at 11%. Due to the renewed increase in the number of attacks on emergency personnel, the Berlin Fire Department is to receive its first body cams for a pilot project before the end of this legislative period. And after the 2021 autumn elections, the fire department and police will receive body cams nationwide. The legal prerequisites for this must be first created, however, and are still being worked on. In view of the regular attacks on firefighters, the fire department demanded more resistance against acts of violence. Deputy head of the fire department, Karsten Gövicke, stated, quote, "We have to create a different system of values in society in order to avoid these cases." Per Morgan Post reporting, there were 211 attacks on firefighters last year. And lastly, thank you to Terry for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.